You're listening to the Tipin Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Tipin Maple Leafs podcast, episode number 241. I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
And tonight we're going to talk Leafs hockey.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Tell you what, man.
Okay.
Here's what I noticed today. Pretty nice weather over the weekend for the most part, right?
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
People just love getting the Christmas lights out, eh? Or getting them up on like nothing left now between now and Christmas. It's all over, right? So, hell, man, there was Halloween decorations, or sorry, Christmas decorations in the stores before Halloween even. So I want to ask you, Chad, did you go full Clark Griswold on the weekend and get the Christmas lights up, or do you just keep your lights up all year round? Because that, I think, is the play. But what? Tell me, on the weekend.
Neither.
Okay.
I don't keep them up all year, and I did not put them up this weekend. I did, however, put the Christmas tree up.
What? No way, man.
Well, it was more, I have young kids, and they wanted to do it. They wanted to do it, so we were like, we'll put the tree up. Nothing else, just the tree.
December for me. It has to hit December before I'm even thinking.
Normally we do that. My wife's birthday is at the end of the month. So after that, then we put the tree up and the lights, but they were just super excited. So we're like, all right, we'll put the tree up.
Fair enough, brother. All right.
Why not?
Well, anyway, you'll notice now, like if you're out at dark, like there's a whole,
oh my God,
shitload of people put them up over the weekend. So
I went into Canadian Tire to grab a few things, and holy shit, like half the fucking store, man.
No.
Half the fucking store is Christmas.
Oh, no doubt.
Lights, decorations, trees, not presents, like just all decorations of Christmas.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Blow up Rudolphs and snowman and Santa.
Who's buying
Santa
all this Claus shit?
People buy them, man. You see that shit on lawns all over the place, right?
I know, but I mean, like, to fill an entire store, you have enough people buying that shit? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, okay, so let's get things kicked off. Only one game to talk about here, and there's only one game this week, too. So
it's a light load.
It's a light load for now, but I'll tell you, hell of a hockey game on Saturday. So it's Monday night as we're recording this. 4-3 overtime win over the Oilers. The Leafs beat the Oilers in a very back-and-forth, exciting hockey game. I'll hit on a quick few things, and then you just kind of tell me your thoughts off the top. Depth scoring showed up. A couple nice goals from McMahon. Two big goals. We'll get more into him here in a second. Marner wins it in OT. He would have passed that puck 9 out of 10 times, but now little Mitchy is ripping them in the net.
I know.
He would pass that 9 out of 10 times. He decides to shoot it, goes in the net, wins it in overtime. Marner was a +3 in that game. McDavid was a -3. That kind of tells you the story right there. Mitch has been lights out. Kind of the story of the night, right? Depth scoring, McMahon, some good secondary scoring. Edmonton turning the puck over. Leafs had better goaltending. Their top guys were better. I shouldn't say their top guys were better. McDavid and Draisaitl were fucking McDavid and Draisaitl. But how did you see it? Big win. Good win, right?
Yeah, it was an outstanding win. The thing that I'll add to what you just said is that I will throw in that Tanev and McCabe were absolutely great at shutting down McDavid and Draisaitl. Like, when Tanev was playing with Riley, I thought that was going to be the pair for the year, whatever. And now I'm like, I don't think you can split up Tanev and McCabe.
Who's playing with Riley now?
Well, it's Hackenpaw.
Yeah, not the worst. Not the worst.
But I thought when Tanev came here, I'm like, all right, Riley's got his right-handed D-man, stay-at-home guy. That's going to be his guy. And then I see him with McCabe, and I'm like, this may be one of the best shutdown pairs in the NHL, McCabe and Tanev. Like, now you can't break them up. And again, Riley's looking for a partner. Here we go, round the merry-go-round. The horsey's going up and down.
I still don't think, I don't think Ekman Larson is a 5'6 guy. So,
he's not, no, but I wouldn't put him with Riley.
Why not? You got two offensive guys who are not terrible in their own end. Like, Ekman Larson is respectable in his own end. And then you've got a legitimate shutdown pair with McCabe and tandem that you're not looking for any offense from. You got two. If you go Ekman, Larson, and Riley, there's two guys that you are expecting offense from. And then Hackenpaw and Timmins, or if Benoit gets back in here, we don't know what's going to happen. But
you never know.
There's a lot of moving parts in the bottom yeah. pair on
D. It's a lot right now for Hackenpaw to like throw him up there and give him that many minutes.
Ease him in, coach. Holy I know. Hell.
He's just getting back. I have no problem with putting OEL up there, but we will see. But Tanev and McCabe, man.
It's a fluid situation.
Tanev and McCabe, that game, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
No fear. Just they took on the top players in Edmonton and said, not tonight, boys. Not tonight.
And they still got their cookies. Like, they did show up on the score sheet. You're not going to keep them. Yeah. You're not going to keep them. You know, they did a great job against them, 100%.
Yes.
But I think, like, I'm going to get back to Mitch in a second. Oh, do you want to talk about McMahon? Then I've got a lot more on Mitch, but do you want to talk about depth scoring and McMahon? Like, all of a sudden, he's back on in the top six, and he's looking like fucking what? But like that breakaway goal, ridiculous!
Holy wheels, baby!
Like, I was like, whoa, that was some impressive shit right there.
It was he fucking flew. Bouchard though just stopped. Then he got to the red line, and he's like, I'm done.
Bouchard didn't have a great game. No. But it was impressive. So, like, for me, when you see McMahon, like, okay, if you have to play him in the top six to produce, then play him in the fucking top six. Because I'll tell you what, and once again, oh, my God. I'm getting a little sick of seeing Domi playing on the top line. We'll get into Matthews here in a second. But take Domi out of it tonight here. Robertson, Holmberg, and Camp. I mean, come on, man. You have to find a different look there. And that doesn't include Bobby McMahon. I think McMahon should, however they're going to construct the top six when Matthews comes back, McMahon should be there, in my opinion. Yeah,
you're not getting enough goals, and Bobby McMahon's scoring as long as he's playing with good players.
Him and Nyes are top six guys, in my opinion. On this team, they're top six guys, 100%.
Yeah. I mean, Bobby McMahon could play on the third line, but not with Holmberg and Robertson or Camp or.
Okay. Yeah, he's not going to produce if you put him in.
No, if you had a better third line, like, I don't know. When Matthews comes back, you might be able to bump somebody down.
Don't.
Who knows? And Yarncroc's never coming back. No idea where this guy is.
More on him later.
Info. Oh, your sources?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Okay, good. Good.
But no, you play McMahon with high skilled guys and look what can happen. Look what can happen. You play him with fucking Holmberg and Robertson. Come on. Like
it's crazy to think that Bobby McMahon has been a healthy scratch for as many games as he has when Max Domi has nothing.
Oh, he needs to take a seat. I mean, I know they're banged up here.
Not even a healthy scratch, but like, well, why doesn't he go down and McMahon go up?
Who's going to play fucking center on the top line?
I'm talking with Matt.
Well, it's back. JT. I don't. Or where was Domi even playing? Was Domi? Did they have Nylander back with McMahon and Domi, and they had JT with? Or no. It was Nyes. How did they have it? Nyes with Domi and Nylander, or
they kind of had a fluid situation going. So they had JT. They had JT with Mitch and Nyes, but they also had JT. They were trying to match Tavares against McDavid.
I didn't think Nyes was playing with. I thought Nyes was playing with Willie and Domi.
He was playing with Willie and Domi.
So I think Tavares was playing on the top line.
Kind of, but Tavares was bumping around. That's where it kind of got confusing because without Matthews there, he was really trying to match JT up against Connor McDavid. And McDavid fucking never leaves the ice.
No.
The guy's on all the time.
Yeah, absolute beast, man.
But yeah, and Nylander took a couple shifts at center. Domi played center for the most part. I mean, it's funny. One guy goes out and it gets so thin down the middle. That's what she said.
Yeah, it's crazy. But anyway, just that's really all I have on McMahon. I thought he was great. The break, he was very noticeable all over the ice. Two big goals. The breakaway goal was fucking incredible. And like, you got it. This guy needs to play in the top six. He needs to play with fucking quality players to produce. You can't just plug them on the third line and hope for the best when there's your Camp and Holmberg. Sorry, not cutting it. And they like the. I'm not going to go crazy on the third line here tonight, but man, they need a real hard. Like I'm talking like call Grabankin up from the Marlies, Nylander, just shake that fucking thing up because unless you just want to go pure shutdown, then take Robertson off. Okay, Holmberg and Kampf can give you a little shutdown.
Okay, but what about your fourth line?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because you don't want two lines that don't really score. Like I know Lorenz and Duard, they'll pop in a goal every now and then. Reeves, I mean, he ain't playing for a while, but when he does, he can get a goal every once in a blue moon.
Okay, fair.
But your third line should pop in a goal every few games. They're doing nothing.
Okay, we'll get into Reeves here for a second, because I want to talk about quickly the fourth line. When Reeves comes back from suspension, Matthews will be back, I hope, at that time. We don't know for sure.
No.
All speculation at this point. More on that. But how about fourth line? Unless he's, and I do you want a $4 million player playing on the fourth line? No, you don't. But Domi, Lorenz, Reeves, fourth line, like, take the money out of it. He doesn't deserve to be playing anywhere else other than the fourth line. Domi.
No, but they won't. They won't put him on the fourth line.
So you just keep hoping a prayer, play somewhere else, and you're hoping and you're praying?
Unfortunately, in the NHL now, with the salary cap, when you pay a guy money, that's what you have to do. Look around. It's not just the Leafs. Every team has guys making tons of money that aren't producing, they'd love to bury bottom six or at the bottom of their D pairing, but they can't. You can't do it, dude.
No,
you cannot do it.
Like the Domi signing, I'll tell you right now, and it took him a long time last season to get going. And then once he did, he was like, he helped. Not really offensively did he help, but he brought other tangibles.
He did at the end of the year, yeah.
But not enough, I would say, for $4 million or four and a half or whatever he's making.
Well, it kind of shows you why he's played for almost every team in the league.
Well, now this 4-year deal scares the shit out of me with watching how this guy plays every night.
There is if a guy's been traded a bunch of times, there's a reason behind it. And I think you're kind of seeing it with Domi. I don't know if it's just the not scoring and not producing. And I think he's injured a little bit. Something's nagging him. But at the same time, zeros across the board. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I'm going to get to Mitch in a second here. Okay, well, Reeves, what do you think? So he gets up high on Nurse, which is hard to do. Nurse is a fucking monster. If anybody's going to get a headshot, I would not expect a guy to be Darnell Nurse. But Reeves is a monster. Nurse is a monster. I don't think he meant to do it, obviously. But he got him up high pretty fucking good. Cut him. Yeah. He's going to be out 5 to 10 days, 5-game suspension for Ryan Reeves. What'd you see there?
Same thing. I don't think he meant to do it, but it was a headshot. Like, clear as day. There is a photo of the hit from the guy taking pictures in the corner.
Yeah.
As soon as the impact happened, it looks like Darnell Nurse's head is on backwards.
Yeah. It's brutal.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
But I think Reeves deserted. 5 games is probably right. I mean, he got 5 in a game for that and then 5-game suspension. Honestly, if it was more, I wouldn't have been surprised. If it was less,
I don't think it was malicious though. Like,
no,
I
but
don't
it's Ryan Reeves.
No, I know.
You know how this league is.
Yeah, I know.
I knew 5 games was going to be the minimum.
Yeah, not surprised there. But anyway, going to get to Mitch in a second here. A lot more on Mitch, but I want to go first to, again, very consistent theme so far this season on our podcast. It's Anthony Stolarz, man. Absolute rock star. This guy, the best goaltending we've had since Shanny's been running this operation, in my personal opinion. This is the best goaltending we have had. Campbell, Anderson, I don't care. He's playing better than all of them. Look at what he's doing here. Keeping you in tight goal games, not giving up a goal that fucking costs you. Like, I'm very excited if this guy can stay healthy. Like, Stuart Skinner didn't, I know he went to the Stanley Cup final last year and he's got his game figured out, but he didn't look like, you know, I didn't love that overtime goal. I'll tell you that.
No,
but
he hasn't looked amazing all season, Skinner.
No. No,
but
compared to the guy at the other end of the ice,
and we're starting to get to a point in the season now. Like, we're getting close to the American Thanksgiving. We're getting close to 25 games. It's getting to a point where you can't say anymore. It's early in the season. Like, no, Stolarz is starting to actually put together one of the best goaltending seasons we've seen in a long time.
Dude, this guy's a fucking stud. He's a stud.
Do you believe that this will last? Like, do you believe when he gets to his 45th start of the season, he's still going to have this going?
I don't see any reason why it doesn't. Like,
so I don't either, other than the fact he's never done it.
That's fair. But sometimes goalies, it takes longer sometimes. Like, he's 30 years old. Sometimes it just takes later. He's bounced around a bit.
Yeah.
And maybe now he's just like, he's got it. He's found his zone. He's found his game. He's figured
it out. Right system in front of him.
I don't know, man. This just looks like an absolute without a... Okay, Tanev. I like the big offseason moves. Tanev, Ekman Larson, but this one's probably...
way better than it's ever been.
This one probably takes the cake, I think, for me, is that a legit guy back there stopping pucks who you feel like... he's going to have dips. There will be dips here, but I'm not watching games thinking... since the preseason, I'm not watching games being like, oh, he's going to let in a bad one. Like, it's just like, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. But
and even when he lets in the first shot or he does let in a soft goal.
That happened on the weekend.
Yeah. It doesn't worry me.
No.
He'll get it together.
No. He's a fucking rock star, man. I truly think he is the best goaltender we've had since Shanny took this thing over. And I'm very excited to see what can happen with this guy because a tightened up defense in the playoffs and a fucking goaltender that can win you games. Now putting the puck in the net is a whole different ball of wax here because that's been the real problem, but a better defense, better goaltending. Let's talk about Mitch Marner. 3 points on, or he was plus three on Saturday night. I think he had 3 points. I'm not sure. Anyway, he gets the winner. Great goal in overtime. Like I said earlier, he would pass that puck. Like, that's just not a shot he takes. He just doesn't take that shot.
That's exactly what I said when it was scored. I'm like, that goalie, Skinner, was thinking past
100%.
But he didn't even move on the shot.
Like, is it because Austin's out or has the coaching staff got to him or he's just feeling it? So he's like, no, I'm the hot hand, so I'm just going to shoot it. Or a combination.
That's a good question. I don't know. I would say that he feels it, but at the same time, this is contract year. That's true. Contract year. I was going to say, this isn't the first time he's ever played with Austin Matthews not in the lineup.
No,
and it's not like he was ripping it then.
No,
but all of a sudden,
yeah,
the goal the other night to tie the game where he just got down on one knee and ripped a top shelf far corner.
Yeah.
And then that goal in overtime, I'm like, who is this guy?
Yeah, I know.
He's been the best player on the team since Matthews went down.
Not even remotely close. What's this guy eating for breakfast nowadays? I'd like to know because he looks like a fucking different player. But I'm not going to fall for his little bag of tricks right now because it looks real good. It looks real good. I still want to see more out of 16. I still want to see more.
Okay.
Now,
well, Stolarz, you're okay. You've seen enough. Mitch, you need more. You haven't quite seen enough yet.
I haven't seen Stolarz play one single playoff game for this team. I've seen Mitch play about, I don't know, eight or so game sevens, and I haven't liked one of them. So that's why I want to see a little more. But here we go. We got to talk a little bit about the contract, man. We have to talk about it. Mitch, man. We got to talk about this. You kind of said, like, he didn't get off to that great a start, but now he's really cooking. Ever since Matthews has been out, like, Mitch is okay. He's clear cut.
It's his team right now.
100%. So what are you thinking now, contract-wise? Does he look like, and I'm not saying it's going to be with the Leafs. I think it probably will be with the Leafs, but I still think the book's out on that one. Like, I want to see more playoffs.
Yeah.
Success.
That's exactly right, man.
Not handing him the bag of cash right now, but he's going to get the bag of cash, whether it's from the upper brass at Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment or the Utah Hockey Club. He's getting it somewhere. Okay.
Yeah.
Does Marner's contract look, his next contract starting next year, does it look closer? I'm not going to say, you can tell me if you want to think it's with Toronto or not, but does it look closer to William Nylander's deal? Or does it look closer to Austin Matthews' deal? 11.5 for Willie. Yep. 13.5 for Austin Matthews, the captain of the team. 69 goals. Beauty will not be hitting that mark this year, unfortunately. Mitch's next contract. What does it look like? Closer to Austin or Willie?
I think it's probably right in the middle. 12.5.
So easy solution. Just done. You get a little bit more than maybe Willie. You get a little bit less than Austin.
I think you have a chance to negotiate him closer to Willie if you don't blow your load and wait until the end of the season. If he takes you 1, 2, 3, 4 rounds into the playoffs, you give him the bag. Then he's earned his $12.5 million or closer to Matthew's money. But if you get bounced in the first round again, and this guy is not producing, not showing up in the first round of the playoffs, then I think you do have negotiating to bring him closer to 11.5. Okay. But either way, what are we crying about? It's $2 million, give or take, right?
No, but they're pinching pennies down there, right? It's to sign
exactly,
other guys.
But
I know the cap's
I've said
going
it before. They did this last year with Willie, man. He was great in October. He was great in November. He did have a great season. But they went out.
They gave him the whole thing.
They gave him the purse, and they're like, when he was at the peak, when his streak was at a high, they're like, let's do it now.
I know.
And I hope they don't do that, because Marner, he's having one of those streaks.
Well, it comes right down to this. Like, is the money going to go up? Like, you're taking a risk.
It will if he goes like this until January, and then Tree Living's like, let's do it now, while you're just having a career year.
Okay, but then let's say you let it run past January. That's when they signed Willie last year, January, or this year, whatever, this January of this year. But let's say you run it. Like, you just run it the whole season, you run it to the playoffs, and they have success in the playoffs, and Mitch is a key contributor, then okay, basically it might not be 12.5, it might be 13.5. Who fucking knows? The price
who
might
cares?
Come up.
At that point, okay. Who cares?
At that point, I'm with you. Who cares? If you've had success, they've shown they can win a little bit, going in the right direction. Yes. Okay,
if they get to the Final Four, and they beat the Bruins, and they beat the Panthers or something like that.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, they just have an incredible playoff run.
Yeah.
Who cares? This team has proven that. And then I'll believe. I'll be like, you know what? They are on the right path. Give them the fucking money.
Okay. 100%.
But if you sign this guy in February and they lose in 5-6 games to Boston again, or in game 7,
yeah,
I'm done.
So you got to wait it out, I think. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think you have to wait this
out. You know what they call it, Dale? Edging.
Yes, edging. That is right. You got to edge it. You got to, like, you can't go all the way. You got to just edge it.
I don't know what edging is.
Yeah. Do you want me to explain it to you right now?
I would really appreciate it. Someone told me I should be edging.
Edging means, as a sexual reference here on the Tip-In.
Let me see if I got it.
We like to be educational.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but it's like
simple.
You get close.
You get right to the edge. But you don't go over the edge. That's what they call it.
You go to like right there.
Yeah.
And then you say no.
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
And you just keep edging. Well, when you're about to go over the edge, you stop.
With your toes on the edge.
And you just edge it a little more. Like Steven Tyler of Aerosmith said, we're living on the edge.
Right. Okay. And you can't help yourself from falling.
You can't help yourself from falling. So that's what, you know what so, yeah. it's
exactly I mean. I knew what it was, but I didn't know. But it's multiple times, right? It's not just once. Then that's what the Leafs have to do. All season, they're going to be, Marner's going to be pushing it close to the edge. Don't go over the edge.
Don't go over the edge.
Wait it out.
I like that. So yeah, anyway, so like if they falter in the first round and he kind of does a no show again in big games, then you've got a decision to make here. He had a real good regular season. He didn't play well again in the playoffs. Do you let him test the market, or do you then be like, okay, Mitch, we'll still give you 12.5? Like, then you got a real tough decision, because on the open market, Utah or whoever is going to step up and give him a lot of money. A lot of money, right? You don't think Utah would love Mitch Marner playing with Clayton Keller?
They would. I don't know why you always go to Utah.
I got a soft spot for Utah, and they're a new franchise. They've got some money. Like, they're trying to get, you know,
they do have lots of, next year they will have a lot of money.
That's why I'm saying, like, you think Mitch wants to go play for the fucking Sharks or something? Maybe he does. I don't know. To get out of the limelight? I have no idea. But I'm just trying to think of teams that would have the money to pay him and that might interest him. Like, I don't know, but
Maybe he goes to like Chicago and plays with a Bedard.
That wouldn't be crazy. That wouldn't be crazy at all. So I don't know. We'll see. A lot of hypotheticals. Don't know how it's going to play out, but we do know that we're going to be living on the edge here. for the remainder of this season and into the playoffs. Like, we know that for absolute sure. So living on the edge. But
something wrong with the world today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
Okay. The Aerosmith stuff.
I know that's going to take your mind to Alicia Silverstone.
No, that's not.
Plaid shirt tied around her shirt, tied around her waist, and the white tank top.
Well, now I have to talk about it. Not just her, but also Liv Tyler. They had They had several. Those Aerosmith movies were basically like
videos.
Basically. Movies. Sorry, not movies.
Movies. Music videos.
Music videos were basically like softcore porn movies, man. Fucking incredible.
The one where she, I think it's Crazy.
Oh,
we're crying. Maybe it's crying.
They had Liv Tyler and Alicia Silverstone in like three or four.
I know. What's the one where she's just all angry and she storms out and she gets in the convertible?
Might have been Crying. It might have been Crazy.
Yeah, it's one of those.
There was another one called Amazing. I'm not sure. Like, just
Amazing. I'm going to have to go on YouTube later.
Yeah, 100%. I know what I'm doing.
Watch some Aerosmith. Watch some Aerosmith movies.
Anyway, two quick things before we go. Matthews will not play again Wednesday versus the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Day-to-day has now turned into 3 weeks for Austin Matthews at the end of this week. Not even skating. He's been on the ice one time in the last 2.5 weeks. By the end of this week, it'll be 3 weeks. So day-to-day has turned into 3 weeks, and he has skated once. If he doesn't play on the weekend against Utah on Sunday night, major concern here, or what are we dealing with? What are we talking about with this guy?
Well, the rumor mill is circulating that it could be the S word, surgery.
What?
Nothing big, minor surgery, but
I'm hearing that.
That's just a rumor. That's not from any credible source or anything, but there was a rumor floating around that maybe.
So what is it?
Need a little bit of minor surgery. I don't know what it is. Just he may need minor surgery, and they're holding off. Like, the reason he's not playing and you're not hearing a whole lot is because they're holding off to see if maybe they can not do that.
I'm just like,
they might have to shut him down for like 2 months.
Is it his back? Is it his wrist? Is it?
I don't know.
What the fuck is it?
That's a rumor. So don't take that to the bank and be like, he needs surgery. That's just floating around on the internet.
I think they're being a little like, the day-to-day thing seems a little crazy when the guy hasn't skated in 3 weeks. When they first said day-to-day, just come out and tell the fucking truth. Or maybe they thought it was going to be day-to-day. But I understand keeping him out Wednesday against Vegas. It's sure, you got another whole week to like rest up and try to get it figured out. Fuck, yeah. I wouldn't even play him on Sunday against Utah. Let's push it into fucking next week. I have no problem with that. Get it right. Get it figured out. First thing I'm hearing the surgery thing, man. That is a
Why don't you do a Tampa Bay Lightning or a Vegas Golden Knight or a Chicago Blackhawks? Just shut them down, and then all of a sudden you got $13 million to play with, whatever he's making this year. And then magically game one of the playoffs, Austin Matthews is
not the worst idea. Look how well they've been playing without him.
It seemed to work out for those teams because they all went on to win cups when they did that.
Not the worst idea that I've heard. Not the worst idea. But here is some. So we'll see. We'll see with Matthews. Obviously, we'll know more by the end of this week. Like, if we don't see him on,
we said that last week. We don't know shit other than he's not playing.
I don't expect to see him on the ice until after the Vegas game, but we'll see. He could pop up at practice tomorrow. I think that's unlikely, but when they practice after the Vegas game, they play Wednesday, they have Thursday, Friday, Saturday off. If he's not on the ice and somewhere in those three games, we got a serious problem
for sure.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, if he's not skating at all, we got a problem. We got a big time problem here. So we'll see how that goes. Last thing I have, Chad, Yarncroc undergo groin surgery and is done for the season. He's done. Shut it down. They said month to month, but. Month to month. He just had the surgery month to month. Groin surgery. Hernia. Okay. So you're not going to see. I think he's like some of the insiders were speculating like, yeah, you're not like that. They know guys that have had the same surgery and the same injury and it like sit like 6 months recovery. So
Because there was like there was word float. I knew that he was going for surgery, but there was word floating around that he'd be back in the new year. But that makes sense. I mean,
they are saying month to month, but when they say day to day, apparently it means a month. So when they say month to month, it probably means years. A year. So
he's year to year.
So I wouldn't like he's done. I think just shut it down with Yarncroc and that's it. You're going to have to look for options elsewhere. And they're going to need some big time. Yeah. Other options on that third line because sure. Man, oh man.
Well, remember I had groin surgery in 01?
Oh, the worst.
Just come back to low five.
You couldn't get out of bed for
4 years.
For 4 years. So yeah, not the best. Not the best.
I could get out of bed, but I couldn't do anything in bed for 4 years.
No.
Yeah. Out of the
terrible.
Game.
Terrible, man. Terrible.
So we know.
Yeah, you start fucking around with your groin like that. If you have to have groin surgery, you're in big time trouble.
Tell you this, when I finally got back in the game in 05, edging was not an option.
No. Living on the edge for you. No more living on the edge.
I was over the edge. All right, for the Tippin Maple Leafs podcast, don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at the Tippin Maple Leafs podcast. On YouTube, hit like, hit the subscribe button because you know why? Our stats tell us that 80% of our viewers are not subscribed.
Is that true?
Yeah, that is true.
Oh, okay.
So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. And also leave a comment and let us know what's going on. We got a lot of wet puck, dry stick questions. So the next time we do that.
I haven't seen them yet, but I will.
Next time we do it, the episode before, I'm going to ask for the questions. Because it's way better answering their wet puck or dry stick
questions. Oh, yeah, 100%. Of course.
Yeah, follow us on TikTok, Tippin Podcast, on Twitter or X, Tippin Pod. Email us, tippinpodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, I'm Chad.
I'm Dale.
We will.
Hey, let's see what Vegas, good hockey team, rolled in on Wednesday night. Leafs should be very fresh because they're off for several days before playing Vegas. So we'll see if they can keep this thing rolling. Can't wait to see who plays net on Thursday, Stolarz or Wall. Do you give them both games this week? Stolarz on Wednesday and Wall against Vegas. Maybe you do that just to keep them both playing.
No.
No. I mean, okay. Stolarz?
Yeah, I just play Stolarz.
Okay.
You got so many fucking breaks in between. But maybe, yeah, because they have such a long layoff. I don't know.
We'll see. Anyway, guys, we'll be back to break the Vegas game down on Thursday night. And, yeah, thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Catch you later. You're listening to the Tippin Maple Leafs podcast with your hosts, Chad and Dale.